You prepare for him. And the thing about it is he's a great player, but their offensive line is great as well. They have a very explosive offense. And when you look at that, that's outside. What if Dez don't play? Still the same. You got to prepare like they are. That's the one thing about the parity of this league is that you got to prepare that guy's going to play. Injuries happen all the time. Guys get nicked up, but they end up playing. So you got to prepare for him. And he's a very dynamic player. Their offensive line is very good. And then you the quarterback. The quarterback is very dynamic, and he's done an awesome job in this league. No one gave him an opportunity, but this guy has come in and did his due diligence and just being consistent. That's hard to be in this league. We always talk about doing right longer and doing the ordinary thing right, and he does a great job at it.
Elliot, you see him run between the tackles, and you see him take a swing pass 70 yards. You know, just looks like a complete back. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. I think coming out of Ohio State, a lot of people seen him just run it. But he's also dynamic out the backfield. He has nice hands. He gets outside, and when they put him outside and spread formations, they isolate him a little. I think he's elusive from that standpoint, but let's not get it wrong. The best thing that he does do is come downhill, and we got to get prepared for that. We got to make sure that we have enough guys being able to tackle him consistently throughout the game because he can – have maybe 2 or 3 yards. The next thing you know, it's an explosive game just by missing tackles.
Grady Jarrett, or DeAndre, said when they were describing Nate as patient. What do they mean by that?
One thing about him is you guys can see it when you're watching tape, Tom. He gets the ball in his hand, and it's not one of those that's right downhill right now. He waits, and he manipulates his offensive line to letting them do their job, and then he now finds the hole and dictates what he wants to the defense. So I think he has patience from that standpoint. A lot of guys in this league, when you watch Le'Veon, he has that as well, that patience of I'm going to let the hole develop. Instead of 1-2 on the third cut, I got to hit it on most zone teams, he has a lot of patience, and he lets the play develop, and then he hits the hole.
Talk about Cam and some of the problems that you had last week as far as, you know, kind of bringing them down and stuff like that. What they seem to do differently is they use Doc in the red zone with those read outs and plays and stuff like that. Can you talk about that? What you see?
No. I'm going to help you out. One of the things about it is they ran him out in the middle of the field, too. Yeah. They came in and they were determined to run him on plays that were undesigned, and he ran. Ran draws, ran keepers. Those two plays, and we end up getting turnovers off them, but the option is, like we talked about last week, a disciplined game.
Right.
And if one man tries to do another man's job, now you're out of lanes. And that's the hard part about playing the option. It takes 11 men to play 11 men because the quarterback now becomes a player in. And when you take the quarterback and you don't do your job, that's what happens. But I think from that standpoint, you got another challenge this week. Not much is the option, but he still runs the ball as well. So you got to do a good job of understanding that on the front end and the back end, how you got to make sure that you take care of the quarterback every down when he's mobile. And the cool part about this guy is he's a thrower as well. Like he sits in the pocket and he's going to sit back and go through his progression. So you not only got to be ready for him to run it, you also have to be ready for him to sit back in the pocket and play. So we got a tough challenge, man.
I'm curious, what has been the strongest sign that you've seen on the field or whatever of leadership out of your defense so far? You know, what's something that you saw that you're like, okay, you know what, these guys get it. We know that, you know, whether it was somebody that pulled somebody aside, whether it was somebody that pointed something out to you, you know.
I wouldn't even say one person. Mm-hmm. I would say the entire defense that stands up for 60 minutes and fights and fights and fights until they tell us that the game's over. And you see that every week. You see that week in, week out. You see the fact that whatever it takes, no matter how long it takes, they're willing to battle. And that's even to the last play. Last week, they threw the ball out of the end zone. As all the way, and they fighting. B's almost had the sack right on the last play as he's trying to throw it out of bounds. And I would say, and you see that and feel that on the sideline. Now, the thing that we got to continue to do is match up our brotherhood, the discipline on the field, and understand that every play matters. And that's from the top to the bottom, that every play matters in understanding that the fear that I will not let my brother down. I'm going to do my job until the end of all time, that until the clock they tell me that I can't play anymore, my job matters. And that's the most important thing right now.
What bothered you the most about the first half of the season? What bothered, when you went back? and look through film and you look through numbers and stuff like that, which one just got under your skin? Like, hey, this can't continue moving forward.
I think our tackling was consistent, then it went inconsistent. We're not consistent enough at it, and that's across the board. Some days, like the week prior, we had 5 missed tackles. And I think from that standpoint, it's all a mindset. And that it takes the mindset of understanding that, like every series, every play. I think sometimes when you harp more on turnovers than not tackling, understanding that you got to wrap the man up before you get the ball. And I think that is one of the main things that we talked about, and understanding that now you got to play a 60-minute game and that you got to understand that teams are going to methodically try to move the ball down the field, understanding that challenge. And at times we did, at times we didn't. I think getting better at that. And it's going to be an awesome challenge. And I think these guys are up to it, man. And you see that. Like, I'm real proud to be coaching this group because they have that fight to the end. No matter who's banged up, no matter which guy it is, which guy stepping into the role, you see it time in, time out. You guys ask me every week about the same, who's going to do it next? Guess what? It's the next man up because he's a part of the brotherhood. So I'm real proud of that. I'm going to tell you this, and this goes back to my days of playing. Leadership has no name, no age, no face. And I think a lot of people do it in a lot of different ways. You have the Ray Lewis's that we love of the world that steps in. You had the Ed Reed's that barely said a few words. So I think he's rolling into that. Understanding that behind the scenes he has to do the small things in order to show his leadership because he does it on the field, but understanding that it's the small things that make teams great, and I think he's stepping into that role along with a lot of other guys. You know, the same thing to be said about Deion, the same thing to be said about Campbell, and I think that's starting to grow amongst the men, and that's it's about the brotherhood and the accountability getting as tight as ever.
And playing off of what D-Led just said, I saw a moment in the last game where Rico and Kiana got together, and it was like, I don't know who did it, but they were trying to say, hey, you know what? We got to do this the right way. We didn't do this the right way the last time. That's why I even asked you that question.
Oh, no, that's the you know what, man? That's the part of maturity as well. Mm-hmm. Not just leadership, but the part of maturity. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing it among young players that are now starting to develop. That's why I said it has no age, no face, no name. Leadership is the first thing you got to understand, and leadership is followership, and that's the first thing. And a lot of these guys are coming in and they understand followership, so you don't see the vocal part of that. You don't see, but you see the small things are starting to come. You know, like Tack, you don't have to be a 10-year guy to be a leader, and you don't have to be a leader to always say something. Leader by just standing up, and that I stand up on third down and I go make a play myself. That's being a leader. Understanding that something that's just happening, a sudden change, and we're going to stand up and we're going to stop them. That has no age. That has no position on it. So I'm just excited that these guys are now, and you can see it in practice, these guys are now starting to take that part on, the ownership of it.